Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, 5 in a row isn't easy. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Schultzy.
With the shutout last night, Michael Bitzer now has 20 in his career. That moves him into second place all time in the NCAA. What were your first thoughts when you heard that last night?
Well, I kind of knew that, Schultz. I knew he was up there. It just tells you again how consistent he's been over the course of 4 years and how much we rely on him.
He had to make a couple of great saves early on yesterday. How does a goalie set the tone for how the rest of the game is going to play out?
Well, it helps because, we've seen this happen, you know, year in and year out. Again, how effective he is and how many big saves he has. And, that's why he's our best player. But, you know, we also better make sure that we play. We better play, you know, defensively like we have the worst goalie in the country, not the best goalie in the country. And there's a few times last night that we felt, again, we had defensive lapses. We didn't come back quick enough. And that's not acceptable. So, once in a while you have to obviously get in your guy's ear that, again, you know, you got a guy bailing you out, but again, don't put him in a position to have to do that because he can't do it all the time. He's not Superman.
Just looking at numbers alone, he'll go down as one of the best to ever play here, which says an awful lot. What would a career goals against under 2 mean to you in this era?
Well, it's just, this era, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it in this era. And, Grant, back in my era in the 70s, 80s, 90s, it was impossible to do under 2. But if you're going to do it, this is the era to do it. But, it just tells you again, Schultzy, again, what kind of competitor he is and what kind of, consistency, he's had over 4 years. And the thing about Mike Bitzer, and I've told you this before, he is such a quality person. He does everything the right way on the ice, off the ice, in the weight room, academically. He lives the right way. He prepares properly. He watches what he puts in his body, just everything. And that's why the guys like that, they're not only great goalies, but they're great people, and they're great leaders, and guys rely on them.
At an odd quirk, he's now tied with Bemidji native Joe Fallon. Go figure.
Well, that's the one thing I didn't know, Schultzy, is that Joey Fallon was, he's tied for second with Joe Fallon. I did not know that. So that is, there's some irony there, isn't there?
You've had a couple of first-minute goals now in this stretch. Can you just explain how different a first-minute goal is than even a goal, say, 5 minutes in?
Well, it's just nice getting the first goal, period, but it sets the tone pretty good. When you score, and it's uplifting on the bench and it's deflating on the other bench.
More with Coach Cerruturi when we return the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with Coach Tom Cerruturi. There were some areas of play, Tom, that you didn't like last night. Take the fans into the locker room, what the meetings are, what the video sessions are like, and making adjustments from one day to the next.
Well, the biggest thing is just offensively last night. We didn't get enough scoring chances. We had a pretty good first period, but after that we were a little stale. We didn't stay on pucks. We really didn't test their defensemen like we should have. We have to obviously have a little more hunger there tonight, and we've got to increase our shot total. Not our shot total as much as our shot attempts, Schultzy, because when you have a lot of shot attempts, it tells you have a lot of possession and you're in the zone.
I thought Tommy Muck and Dan Billard played a very impactful game last night. Both were a +2. Muck had the assist on that first goal. Easy comparison that I can come up with is Sam Wendell and Sam Rendell. Who else do those two guys remind you of that listeners may remember from the past?
Well, I don't know. Really, offhand, you probably hit it on the head right there, because we put Randy and Wendy in a lot of defensive situations, and they played against a lot of top top lines. And, we rely heavily on Billy and Mucker to do the same thing right there. So that's probably the best analogy right there, Schultzy.
If all goes well tonight, you're a point out of second place and 6 out of first. It's never too elite. Too early to start looking at that kind of stuff, but it's too early to talk about it.
Absolutely, but I'm looking at it now, and I didn't look at the scoreboard until probably a little after the Anchorage series, Schultzy. I didn't want to look at it in our locker room because it was early, and I knew that we had a lot of unfinished business. But you look at it right now. We're all looking at the scoreboard right now. We're looking at the games right now, and there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and you can see obviously what a win can do for you. And when you get these 3-point wins, you can really move up in the standings.
Minnesota State's in first place after their win last night. They're now a +34 in goal differential. Second place, Northern Michigan, is only 5 points back of them, but they're only +8 in goal differential. You look at Fairbanks, who's in eighth place, and they're only a -4. I can't explain those numbers, can you?
Well, it just tells you that Mankato's walking away with this league right now. kind of like we did last year. I mean, they're just obviously separating themselves right now. And when they're winning, you know, they're winning by 2 and 3 goals. That's the moral of that story. And the other, you know, what it tells you after that, there's a lot of one-goal games and there's a lot of nail-biters. And that's kind of college hockey in a whole, but that's our league in a whole, is that, again, you know, you better do the little things well if you want to obviously win games.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.